Okay, first off, a little tease from us. Announcement at the end of the broadcast on behalf of Emerson Polling. But right now, to the Nui poll, Michigan, open race for governor. But do we have a competitive Senate race? Will the GOP strike again as they did in 2016? Tell us, Professor.
Well, yeah, let's start off with that Senate race and take a look at Debbie Stabenow. She's been in U.S. Senate since the year 2000, and she's going to get the Democratic nomination in a couple of weeks. So the question is, who is she going to go against? And the Republicans are running a fella named John James, who's a former Army Ranger and CEO, and Sandy Pensler, who is a venture capitalist as well. In that primary, we have tied 28% each. So it's really going to be a toss-up of who comes out of that primary. But regardless of that person, it appears they will be trailing Debbie Stabenow by about 16 to 18 points. Stabenow against James leads 47-29. Stabenow against Pensler leads 48-32.
Rick Snyder, term limited, so I'm going to shift to that open gubernatorial race. Spence, take it.
Yeah, so we have a former state Senate minority leader, Gretchen Whitmer, and she's been able to pick up a lot of endorsements over the year, and she is now leading that Democratic primary field with about 39% of the vote. Her closest challenger is Shri Thaner, a businessman at 17%, Detroit Health Director Abdul Al-Sayed at 12%, and about 31% of voters are undecided, but it really appears that Whitmer is going to take that nomination. And on the Republican side, Bill Schuette, the state attorney general, is leading that field against Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly. Kelly's at 13%. We have Schuette at 35%. So we're looking at a potential general election matchup between Whitmer and Schuette, and it appears Whitmer is going to come out with an early lead of 43-36, and we'll see how that race plans out over the fall.
Any other tidbits you got out of Michigan for us?
Well, generally speaking, what we saw in Michigan is good news for the Democrats. President Trump's approval rating is 37% approval, which is down from his national ratings, which are in the low to mid-40s. Governor Rick Snyder's approval rating, as you said, he's term limited, but he's in the low 30s for approval, low 40s for disapproval. And then on the generic ballot test, the Democrats are leading 50-35. And we're seeing, we've been talking about the marijuana issue around the country, and Michigan is no different, but it's very popular in Michigan, like what we talked about last week in Tennessee. Michigan's got a 60% approval. 26% are opposed to legalization of marijuana. And this might play into that governor's race because Whitmer will be able to go to that issue and be able to pull support from independents and Democrats, while Schuette is going to be kind of cornered on that issue and in opposition to it. And so we'll see how that plays out as well.
Announcement. Polling daily double, e-poll times two. Michigan, now published, will be up on emerson.edu/polling. Full press release at 9 a.m. Eastern time. However, don't go too far. Twitter and Instagram at Emerson Polling will release a special poll. MA07 Democratic Congressional Primary between Ayanna Pressley, the progressive, and longtime incumbent Mike Capuano. First release on the Twitter and Instagram accounts at Emerson Polling at 11 a.m. Eastern time today. And of course, full data on the website, emerson.edu/polling.